in the She'elot Utshuvot of Radbaz, he brings a question on Shabbat: is it permissible to read a book that needs editing? And the reason why the person is reading the book is in order to make notes, mental notes, and then after Shabbat he's going to come back and make the corrections. So over there in that teshuvah, the Radbaz goes back and forth, is it permissible or is it forbidden? So he says maybe we should think it's forbidden because he might come to edit it on Shabbat itself. You know, he might take out his pen and make the correction, he might come to write. But he rejects that. He says, you know, by the time he gets the pen and he brings it to the book and he edits it, he'll remember that it's Shabbat. You know, especially in the olden days, writing was with a quill and there was an inkwell. So by the time you get everything ready to make the amendment, you'll remember it's Shabbat. So he does not make a gezerah shema yichtov. However, he forbids it for a different reason. He says it's doing your needs on Shabbat for something that is forbidden, because you can't write on Shabbat, and you're preparing for after Shabbat. It's like going to the border, you know, on Shabbat, so you can write when Shabbat's over, you can leave the city to go to work, which is forbidden. So he forbids to read a book with intention to edit it on Motzei Shabbat, because you're doing, something that you're preparing for Motzei Shabbat, that's Asur. However, from this Teshuvat of the Radbaz, Hacham Avadya learns a practical halakha, what he writes in the Halichot Onam Parashat, Vayishlach. There he's talking about a rabbi that needs to look in the books, the Sefarim, and Motzei Shabbat, he's going to take the information that he garnered over Shabbat, and he's going to write a Teshuvah. So he's collecting all the information on Shabbat, sources. So Hacham Avadya says, is that permissible on Shabbat? Well, he says, clearly we're not going to be worried that he might come to write, because you see, even if you're reading to edit, the Radbaz said you're not worried about coming to write. And in the case of the Radbaz, you were doing it to edit, to correct after Shabbat. It's clear that you're doing it for something for after Shabbat. Here in the case, the rabbi's learning. It's mitzvah to learn on Shabbat. It's not evident that when he's learning, he's doing it to learn. So after Shabbat, he can write it to Shuvah. So therefore, Hacham Avadya writes that it would be permissible on Shabbat to study sources and make mental notes of those sources and, you know, have them ready. So Motzei Shabbat, right away, you can come and take all the information you gained on Shabbat and write it in a teshuvah. And that's the way it's posek in Halichot Olam. Now, it should be noted that if a person happens to be reading a book, he's regularly reading the book, he's learning the book, and in his brain he notices that there's a mistake, and he says, oh, yeah, Saturday night, I'm going to come and correct it. Of course that's okay, because there he's not reading it to edit. He's reading it Stam, and he notices that there's a typo or a mistake or something. Then Motzei Shabbat is going to come back. The case of the Radbaz was specifically where he's doing it to edit. So again, to edit would be forbidden. However, to learn on Shabbat, in order to use that information after Shabbat to write a teshuvah, would be permissible. This is written in Sheen Zayin, Share Teshuvah, Seif Katan Aleph, that brings the Radbaz, and Hacham Avadya, as we said, is in Parashat Vayishlach, Halichot Olam.